10 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's time for the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. Entertaining, educating, and empowering.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. It's your boy, C. Nathaniel Brown, a.k.a. Chuck B., right here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. We took a week off last week, but we are back and we are in full effect with an amazing show for you, so I'm so glad you decided to hang out with me tonight. We are going to be talking a lot of basketball tonight. I know we have a lot of basketball fans that are fans of the C. Nathaniel Brown Show, and we have some amazing coaches that are going to share their experiences this year. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming book, X's, O's, and W's, Inspirational Stories from Successful Basketball Coaches. We're also going to talk about the NBA season, March Madness, a little bit of everything. And we're going to hear their stories as well. So stay tuned and be sure to check out what they have going on. And I promise you, you will be impressed. Just in a way of some notes before we get started, I want to let you guys know that you can always follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and both of those are at C. Nathaniel Brown. So make sure when you get an opportunity to go and follow me there. And then be sure to join the Facebook group page at the C. Nathaniel Brown Show on Facebook, and that's where we can share information about different things that are coming up. We have past guests that post in there about concerts they're doing or movies they're a part of. And as you know, we have the best guests on the radio. So you want to make sure you join that page to stay up to date on everything that we have going on. We just posted something about one of the coaches that featured in the book, Mr. Larry McKenzie out of Minneapolis. He is a part of a documentary that is being released, I believe, in the next week or so. And we're going to make sure we post that information, too, so everyone can support him and check out that project. We have a ton of things coming up. I'm sure you're going to be hearing more about them. So stay connected. That's the best way that we can share information. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you have coming up so we can share that information. We want to know what your thoughts are. We want to know what topics you want us to cover here on the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. And as I mentioned, we do have some great things in store for you. But we want your input as well. We want this to be interactive. This show is about you as much as it is about me. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have our first guest on. We're going to talk about who they are and about their seasons and so forth. So stay tuned, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of the C. Nathaniel Brown Show right after this.
If you're looking for award-winning Chicago-style pizza in Atlanta, make your way over to Chicago Nancy's Pizza in Buckhead. Chicago Nancy's Pizza serves up traditional crust, thin crust, or classic deep dish, along with the best wings in town. Enjoy them indoors while listening to live music on Friday nights, or karaoke on Saturday night, or relaxing on the patio. Chicago Nancy's Pizza can also cater your next event. So stop by for your next slice of Chicago Nancy's Pizza at 3167 Peachtree Road, Northeast in Buckhead. Or for more information, call 404-842-9997. Visit us online at nancysbuckhead.com.
You've been waiting on it, and now it's here. X's, O's, and W's. Inspirational stories from successful basketball coaches. The greatest collection of basketball coaches ever in one book. Written by award-winning writer C. Nathaniel Brown. X's, O's, and W's shares motivational and wisdom topics such as faith, family, success, work ethic, teamwork, and character from championship coaches, including Hall of Famers Rick Pitino, Lute Olson, Ann Donovan, and Morgan Wooten. It's more than a sports book. It's wisdom, inspiration, and motivation. Order your copy today at www.ex3ent.com. That's www.ex3ent.com.
Hey, girl. Are you tuned into the C. Nathaniel Brown Show? Well, you know you can listen online at www.cnathanielbrownshow.info and even post comments in the chat room. Or you can listen at 917-932-1078 and press 1 if you want to ask Chuck or his guest a question or comment on a hot topic. Okay, the C. Nathaniel Brown Show is coming back on. Gotta go.
Welcome back, everybody, to the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. It's such an honor to be here today and just share some information with you and share my great guest with you. As the commercial said a couple of minutes ago, X's, O's, and W's is definitely the greatest collection of basketball coaches ever in one book. And all of the guests tonight are included in the book, so I'm excited to have them with us. I found a rejection letter today that I first sent out when I started this project several years ago, and it made me smile. You know, a lot of people don't smile at rejection letters, but I know that rejection is sometimes part of the success process, as long as you don't give up after the rejection. And it just made me smile a little bit at the time. The project was called Time Out, Conversations with Coaches, and it's evolved to X's, O's, and W's, Inspirational Stories from Successful Basketball Coaches. And right now I have the privilege and the honor of bringing our first guest on, who is Mr. Cabril Huff, who is the head boys basketball coach at St. Francis in Alpharetta, Georgia. And I'm so honored to have him here to share the story about his successful year and what we have to look forward to. So join me in welcoming Mr. Cabril Huff to the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. How you doing today? Cabril, are you there?
I'm doing great. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you being here, man. It's an honor to have you, and I know the people are going to enjoy hearing about you and your journey, your team's journey to this point, as well as just some basketball talk. It's always refreshing just to talk about something that we're so passionate about. But just in a way of introduction, can you just share a little bit about who you are and how you got involved in coaching?
It's actually a great story. You know, I grew up in Atlanta. Played basketball. I actually got hurt between my 11th and 12th grade year, and found out some interesting news that I never knew, that I had a benign tumor on my hip, which at the time doctors didn't know if I was going to play basketball again. Ended up being able to play again after extensive rehab. Wasn't the same player that I was. So instead of going, you know, D1 or one of those kind of places, I ended up going to Morehouse, which was actually the best decision of my life. Played a little bit there, but really fell in love with coaching and got started coaching, you know, my church league team, and was blessed that once I graduated from college that I was offered a coaching job at Washington High School, and it kind of took off from there. And, you know, I've been a head coach at a couple of different places, including minor league basketball up in Rome, Georgia. But the past 6 years I've been blessed to be the head coach of St. Francis High School in Alpharetta, Georgia. We've had some pretty good success.
Okay, cool. Now, let's talk a little bit about the success of the team and, you know, how you've seen the development that took place over those 6 years. When did you know that this was a good fit for you and how things were going to unfold?
I actually knew. It's a funny story. I was calling, you know, to actually schedule a game with them with a school I was working at. And the athletic director said, well, would you be interested in coming in for an interview for the job? And at first, you know, like I wasn't really interested. I was kind of, you know, I don't know. Kind of thought about it that night, and I said, at least let me go to the interview. And truth be told, I knew as soon as I went to the interview, once I met the administration and how involved they were, how they wanted a basketball team that really represented the school, and that could be competitive and win on a daily basis, but also a basketball team that where the coach could not just teach basketball, but teach life through basketball. So that's when I really knew, actually when I took the job, that I was at the place that I wanted to be.
Cool. Now, congratulations on this year, state champions. That's a big accomplishment. And then last year you guys made it to the championship and lost, and then you came back and won a championship this year, correct?
Exactly. It's the first time ever in school history, either making the championship game or winning it. So we had a group of guys that have been together since they've been about 7th, 8th grade. And I remember going to my administration, you know, saying that this group had a chance, even at that young age, to get it done when they got to high school. They kept working hard. When they were freshmen, we ended up beating the number one team in the state, who hadn't lost a game in the first round of the state tournament. And we ended up losing to Whitfield in the Sweet 16. Now, I remember in that locker room, I told them that we had to hit the weight room hard. You know, they were freshmen. We had to hit the weight room hard. We came back the next year, and we made it all the way to the state championship game, which was great. It was a great accomplishment. But we got in that locker room after the state championship game, and the goal was not to get back, but to win it. We didn't want to walk off the floor not having that championship. And this year, that's what it was about. And it wasn't just about, you know, I'm trying to go get mine. It was about making sure that your teammate doesn't walk off that floor and make it without a championship. And we just played for one another, and we were blessed and able to get it done. I mean, everything wasn't easy. You know, we had to battle all the way through, and it's fitting that we had to beat Whitfield, which was that team that we lost to in the Sweet 16 when they were freshmen. We had to beat them for the state championship.
Okay. Now, one of the big things about X's, O's, and W's that we wanted to capture in the book, in which your chapter is titled "We Are Indeed Family,"
mm-hmm.
How important is it for you to use that process and that building process, going from the Sweet 16 to the championship, then to the championship game, and then winning it? How important is it for you to teach about life and how to continue to build outside of basketball as well?
It's very huge. You know, we're blessed to win a state championship, but in Georgia, there are only 6 or 7 people, teams, that can win a state championship. So if that's all we're trying to play for, or the kids are playing for, or I coach for, then we're going to turn out losers a lot of times. So it's really not so much about winning a state championship, but about building men. So that family aspect is very big. It's about knowing more about the kid than just what he does in those 32 minutes on the court, or what he just does in that hour and a half or 2 hour practice. It means knowing his mom, his dad, you know, his grandparents, his family that come to the game, his little brother, older brother, little sister, older sister. It means about using the game of basketball, the ups and downs of how that's just going to be like in life. It means when you get your alumni guys to come back and support you, and they all know the guys who are playing now because they come back and watch when they're on break from school, or, you know, when we went to Macon the past 2 years for the state championship game, to have so many former players come back, or have former players that follow you on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook that are so proud to be alumni of the school, whether they play basketball or not, because of the accomplishments. Those are things that those kids will never forget. You know, that's why I was so proud. You know, a state championship is great, but it's just one of those things that when they're able to tell their kids about when they grow up, this is something that we accomplished as a group. Because you don't do that individually. There's not one player that can, you know, no matter how good they are, that can win a state championship on their own. But together, everything is possible. And we're a great example of that as a team. And everybody knows that's my vision for the program, is to always be family. We'll, you know, no matter what ups and downs we go through, we'll always have each other back. That means supporting them in whatever endeavors that they go through, and always have that connection with myself and with their teammates throughout life.
That's awesome. And I know the other coaches will be able to echo that sentiment as well. If you are just joining us here on the C. Nathaniel Brown Show, we're talking with Cabrell Huff, who is the head coach of the St. Francis basketball team in Alpharetta, Georgia, 2014 state champions, and dare I say 2015 state champions, and and maybe even more. I know you have a great team that's coming back, and I know you actually are celebrating some success of some of your players being offered scholarships and so forth. Can you talk a little bit specifically about your team and some of the players and what you're looking forward to next year?
Exactly. Well, you know, I'll start with our senior. He was just offered by St. Andrews this year, McKinley Brown, actually today, an NAIA program in South Carolina, which is great for him. We had our little moment today where we were just, because we've been through so much from when he first got to us to where he is now, for him to be offered a scholarship is just great. We're really loaded in the 2015 class. As we have a guard, Malik Beasley, who is the school's first 1,000-point scorer ever in school history as a junior. And he also has amassed more than 500 rebounds. And he actually picked up a couple more offers than the numerous ones he has already. today if he picked up Kansas State and Vanderbilt, along with the, you know, some of the ones he has already in Cincinnati and UAB and George Mason and Georgia State, and the list can go on and on. He's just a great kid, really one of the backbones of our team for us to win a state championship, and everything about him. He embodies everything that we're about as a team because he has that attitude of refusing to lose. And he actually was named MVP of the Georgia Coaches Association All-Star Game down in Savannah last weekend for the junior squad, having 29 points. So the sky's still the limit for that kid. I think he's still got so much more that he's going to accomplish. We have two other 2015 kids, 6'8 Kaiser Gates, who's been offered by, you know, Florida State, LSU, Tennessee. The list can go on and on for him. He's been a guy who can step out and hit the three, as he shot 48% from three this year. Just a really great, you know, all these kids are really great. And just, for instance, today to have, you know, Bruce Weber, the head coach of Kansas State, and Coach Anthony Grant, head coach of Alabama, and Coach Kevin Stallings, the head coach of Vanderbilt, in our gym to watch these guys is really good. And then to have another 2015, 6'10", Josh Coleman, who's got offers from Samford and Jacksonville and Kennesaw State and Tennessee Tech, who had two double-doubles in the Final Four game and the state championship game. That if we don't get those kind of performances from him, we don't win the state championship. You know, then we definitely got role players in that 2015 class. Probably, you know, people don't recognize we got one of the top football wide receivers on our team. He caught over 1,000 yards on football, Nathan Waller, who's a 2015. And then we get to our 2016 class, who are just sophomores, and we've got a point guard, Kobe Simmons, who is ranked nationally in the nation and has every school that's in America that knows about him and is offered or about to offer, or whatever you want to call it. And he can just continue to get better. He continues to mature as a player. And we've got another 6'9", 6'10", 2016, and James Bank, who came to us this year, and he's just really developed, and he helped us get to the point that we were this year. So we've got a stable of players, you know, but the best thing about them is that they play so well together. They want to win. That's the most important thing about them.
That's awesome. So I probably should have said 2015 state championship, 2016. And I know we're still waiting on your buddy, Charmin White. Hopefully he will get a chance to call in, who just won the 6 consecutive state championships.
Right.
So congratulations to him and his program as well. Again, hopefully he'll get a chance to call in. But, man, I just appreciate it. Much success to you, and I look forward to all that you're going to do moving forward to impact these young kids and build a better future for us. So I appreciate it. You know, definitely hang on the line. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to our next coach, Coach Alan Huss, who is preparing for the national championship tournament for high school. So I look forward to talking with him as well. So, guys, hang tight. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more Talking Basketball on the C. Nathaniel Brown Show.
Larry McKenzie is the only coach to win 4 back-to-back state titles in the 99-year history of the Minnesota State Boys Basketball Tournament. And now, he is sharing his success and strategies for winning on the court and in life. Basketball, more than just a game, is a must-read for young athletes and their parents navigating the game. Incorporating 10 life lessons, Coach McKenzie shows why basketball is merely a metaphor and a tool that can be used to transform lives. Get your copy today. Go to CoachMcKenzie.com, where a portion of the proceeds will go to support the Above the Rim Sports Foundation, a 501c3 that supports youth sports. Once again, that is CoachMcKenzie.com. Real simple, CoachMcKenzie.com. A must read. Check it out today.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Yeah. Drive until you run out of gas and get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Grandmaster Melly Mel. You're tuning into the C. Nathaniel Brown Show in the building.
Welcome back, everybody, to the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. We're here tonight talking basketball with some of the best coaches that you can have anywhere in America. We just got finished talking to Cabrill Huff, St. Francis in Alpharetta, Georgia. And now we are about to talk to Coach Alan Huss, who is the head coach at La La Mer School in Indiana. Coach Huss, are you there? Hello, Coach, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, sorry about that. Couldn't hear you for a second. How's everything going tonight, Coach?
Great. Enjoyed the last segment.
Absolutely, I appreciate it. It's ironic. I didn't plan it this way, but your section in the book is deals with family as well. As I mentioned earlier, and also in the commercial, the topics included in the book include family, faith, teamwork, work ethic, character, and success. And we talk a little bit about family in your portion of the book as well. Tell me a little bit about La La Mer School and your coaching experience there.
La La Mer is a little bit different. I really enjoyed listening to Coach talk about the joy of competing for a state championship. And La La Mer is different because we're non-traditional. We're not a part of our state athletic association because we are a boarding school. And so for people that aren't familiar with boarding schools, our students live on campus in dorms, and it's a very small boarding school. We're only 220 students in our school, so that's as large as we'll ever be. We're capped by a board mandate to stay small. Because of that, I think we connect with our kids on a completely different level, just a different level than coaches and teachers are allowed to in a traditional school situation. We live with our kids. We eat with them. We visit with them. We're kind of their substitute parents while they're here with us during the school year. So as a coach, we have a captive audience that's always around. I'm about 100 steps away from my entire team right now, just across a parking lot from my apartment here on campus to where their dorms are. So we have the opportunity to spend a lot of time with our guys, and we feel like we can connect with them and reach them in ways that it's really difficult to in a traditional schooling situation. Because we're a boarding school, though, we don't compete for a state title. We compete, and you mentioned earlier, we're getting ready to compete for a national championship in New York City starting next week.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that process to compete in that tournament and what you're looking at in terms of competition there.
You know, it's a heck of a tournament. It's teams that you can see outside of Division I basketball. Every single one of the teams is stacked full of 7 or 8 or more Division I players, and it's basically the best form of basketball outside of Division I basketball that you can see. It's well coached. It's obviously really talented, and it's going to be a challenge for all of us because you can't just drive across the street to go prepare. We're relying on people across the country to help us out with game tape and trying to put our plans together. It's a challenge and a major undertaking trying to prepare for 3 games in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we also have included in the book Steve Smith, who is also going to be in the tournament with you guys. And I know the tradition of a lot of the schools that are there and the level of competition. How exciting is it for you to, you know, expose the kids to the travel? I know you already do a lot of travel, but the travel to be playing in New York, to have that type of competition, to be able to translate that into the impact of life and what you want them to experience long after you're done coaching there.
You know, it's an unbelievable advantage our kids get that helps them to mature, helps them to be prepared to be successful as students, as players, as people at the next level wherever they decide to go to college, and then you know even beyond that, because our kids are forced to grow up. They're forced to figure it out, to figure out how to take care of themselves, how to get along in a dorm full of guys that don't necessarily have everything in common with them. They also have the normal parts of being a part of a basketball team and learning how to win together. The travel is just one piece to that, but I just think our kids have a leg up on the average kid that comes out of high school and just leaves their parents' house at 18. Our kids are prepared. They're ready to hit the ground running, and I think it gives them a step up. I really do. Obviously, their coaches and their teachers, their parents will continue to mentor and develop them all the way through their college years and beyond. But I feel like our kids they're exposed to it at such a young age, and it's a little bit different. It's kind of like learning how to ride a bike with training wheels, because in boarding school, there's always an adult around. So when you stumble, and kids always do, when kids stumble, there's someone around to help pick them up and get them back on their feet, learn that lesson, but also not let them fall flat.
Okay, great. Now, Coach, I know you are a huge basketball fan, even when you're not coaching, which is probably 24/7 anyway. But have you been keeping up with March Madness? And I just want to get your thoughts on the tournament and what you think, who you think is going to end up as a champion.
You know what? I don't know as far as a champion. I'm probably the worst person you'll talk to today in any facet of your day as far as picking the winners of these of the brackets, but I can tell you it's been as fun a tournament as I can remember to watch. I've been able to watch a lot of the games and watch some of our former players, watch some of the guys we've coached against, and it's just been so much fun. I think I just watched the Wichita State-Kentucky game last weekend, and I think if we get games that are that level this next weekend, we're in for a treat.
I agree. I think it's going to be exciting coming down the stretch, and I'm looking forward to maybe, you know, a couple more surprises and see what we can come up with, because that always makes it exciting when you get to that point and you're not sure what's going to happen, and then all of a sudden, you know, one player or a team just kind of rises to the top and, you know, make you a believer. So I'm looking forward to that. And what about some of the players that that played for you that are in the tournament or had played
in
the tournament?
Our guys are out now. We had a bad weekend last weekend, but I mean, you can pretty much look. We were just talking earlier today. I was talking to our local newspaper guy, and we were talking about the team that put us out a couple of years ago for Montford. Was loaded. All the guys. You know, we just talked about Kentucky with Dakari Johnson and Florida with Michael Frazier and Casey Hill and Joel Embiid that was at Kansas, and just some of the guys that were on the teams last year was Tyler Ennis, who of course got that ended up putting us out of the national tournament, who had such a phenomenal freshman year. But that's the fun of coaching at a national type high school. You always get to play against guys that you're going to watch on TV, watch them develop, watch them go from being terrific high school players to becoming terrific college players, and then, you know, a few of them obviously get a chance to go on and play professional basketball. Things that I think that what really makes it fun is you get to see a guy like Tyler Ennis, who, you know, some people didn't even have him as a top 50 player in the country last year, and arguably Tyler had as good a year as anyone in the country this year.
Okay, great. Now, do you follow the NBA as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you have a favorite team, or you're a hometown Pacer guy, or who do you like?
No, I mean, we're a little closer to Chicago. I'm probably a Bulls guy before I'm a Pacers guy, although the Pacers are a lot of fun to watch. You know, I mean, I, I honestly, as soon as the way it works for me is our season kind of, it's all encompassing. Once that gets over, you kind of move into March Madness. It's hard not to get into the excitement of the one and done tournament. And of course, after this, you can take a deep breath, and then it's time for the playoffs here shortly. But I just enjoy watching great basketball. I mean, I think the beauty of the NBA is just how incredible the talent is, and when they play in the playoffs, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than a game six or a game seven in a playoff series with the best players in the world, playing, because they're not playing for money at that point. They're playing for pride and playing to win games. And it's a lot of fun to watch them in that situation, playing that way, because it just gets no better.
Absolutely. Now, I know that, all of the players you coach won't make it to that level. And my next guest, Corey Arnett, is going to talk a little bit about that as well. But when you have kids that are especially looking at the tournaments, they're looking at the NBA playoffs, and they're excited and they have those goals, what type of things do you tell them and try to prepare them for in the event that they can't make it to that level? What are you instilling in them?
I think one of the best things you can do for kids, and unfortunately we haven't had a chance to do it this year, but we've done it in years past. I love taking the guys to the D-League games and just showing them how good the guys in the D-League are. And you see these guys that aren't even on a roster, players of the year, first team All-Americans, guys that are playing and scraping to get by, in minor league basketball. I think that's a sobering thing for guys to see. But, the biggest thing we try to teach them, and I think this is certainly not unique to Lalamere basketball. I think this is every coach, just – Every kid wants to play in the NBA. Every kid wants to play Division I basketball. But the biggest thing is they all have to understand, whether they make it or not, is just how incredibly hard you have to work and what you have to give up to make it to that level. I think if they learn how to do that with the game of basketball, they're going to be successful with whatever they choose beyond basketball. If they learn how to give up and how to sacrifice, and the amount of hard work and dedication it takes to get to that level, to even sniff that level. And then the other thing is just letting them know just how good you have to be. Because make no mistake about it, every guy that's playing in the NBA right now, they won the genetic lottery. And they can do things that average human beings just can't do. And it's important, I think, for kids to understand that, not to slice and dice their dreams, but just let them understand that it's a challenge, even if you do win the genetic lottery, and not all of us won it.
Right. I agree with you 100%. Finally, Coach, I want to talk a little bit about the coach-player relationship, which, again, is one of those things that we really want to drive home through the book, is showing people that it's far beyond X's and O's. When you have such an impact on kids' lives, and they look up to you, as you said, as a father figure or a big brother or whatever the case might be. But can you just talk a little bit about how important that relationship is and how deep it is compared to what people think just looking from the outside?
What I like about it the most is the fact that it's so different from player to player. And sometimes through the recruiting process, you get it. You start, as we have to recruit our guys, sometimes you start to understand some of that a little bit. Sometimes you just have no idea exactly what you're getting yourself into as far as what kind of relationship it's going to take to get a kid to reach their potential. But I mean, I love the fact that with some kids that just don't have a strong male presence in their life, it's allowing those kids to trust somebody, to trust a person, whether it's a big brother figure, a father figure. It's just allowing those kids to trust, to allow them to trust you off the floor, allowing you to trust them, for them to trust you on the floor, teaching them how to trust, because it's something that is unbelievably important for them in life, is to be able to trust. With some of the kids, they've got a strong father already, and they need somebody. They need somebody just to be a different voice, to say the same thing that their dad's saying, but just not be their dad. Because sometimes when the kids have got, they're getting the right message at home, you can say the exact same thing their dad's saying to them, but it's just because it's not their dad, they'll listen to you and not their dad. So I think the fun part of it is just trying to figure out, you know, what it takes to reach that particular kid and to, you know, mold your message so you can reach them. And I feel like that's the beauty of coaching is just trying to figure out, you know, how to reach individual kids and what it's going to take to help them, you know, reach their maximum potential.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I appreciate you being here and joining us tonight. Congratulations on a great season and much success to you next week at the national tournament. We'll certainly be following you and posting in the group page so people can know exactly what's going on, and you'll bring it home and come back and tell us all about that experience.
Check us out, ESPNU, next Thursday at noon Eastern.
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much, Coach. You have a blessed evening, and we'll be in touch.
Appreciate you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have our next coach, Mr. Corey Arnett. I'm so looking forward to talking with him. We had a good conversation as we prepared for the book, and we're going to be doing some things coming up in the near future. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
R. Christie Modern Hospitality Events and Concierge Firm is excited to share a unique wedding concept with you called Blissful Grandeur. Blissful Grandeur is a pop-up group wedding concept that welcomes couples who have considered elopement, courthouse unions, and even those wanting to renew vows or have commitment ceremonies. At R. Christie's, we believe happily ever after begins with prior to the purchase of a ring before one is on bended knee. It includes a lavish decor, delectable cuisine, and sweet treats. It encompasses cherished friends, the most beautiful brides, handsome grooms, couples in love, and unforgettable memories. At R. Christie, we believe happily ever after begins with bliss. We invite you to become a part of this luxurious and exclusive wedding event coming to a city near you. 10 lucky couples will be granted the opportunity to take part in this exclusive affair and celebrate in the most memorable fashion. We invite you to indulge in our perfect wedding package, amazing ambiance, gourmet cuisine, and luxurious gifts and photo opportunities. R. Christie is currently accepting couples to submit their special and inspiring love stories. More information about participation in wedding packages, contact BG at BYRChristie.com. Blissful Grandeur, a pop-up wedding celebration, has been brought to you by the Umbrella Syndicate, Empyrean PR, and Cater to You.
You're hanging out with the one and only.
The one and only.
C. Nathaniel Brown.
A.K.A. Chuck B.
On the C. Nathaniel Brown Show.
You already know what it is.
Welcome back, everybody. We're back here on the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. It's your boy, C. Nathaniel Brown himself, A.K.A. Chuck B. We're having a great time, a great discussion. If you know anything about me, you know I love my basketball, so this conversation tonight is only stimulating me, and I appreciate the coaches that have joined me tonight, and for those coaches who are listening on the air as well as listening online, and for all of you who have tuned in faithfully to support this show. I also want to take the opportunity to thank everyone who pre-ordered your copy of X's, O's, and W's, Inspirational Stories from Successful Basketball Coaches. Your books will be sent out next week. If you haven't ordered, be sure to go to the website at www.ex3ent.com. ex3ent.com. You have until Monday to pre-order the book at the discounted price. And April 1st, the price goes up for regular sales. And again, all of those who pre-ordered, your books will go out next week. So thank you again for that. Also want to let everyone know that on May 31st, we're having an event here in Atlanta. It's a celebrity basketball game for charity. It's going to be held at Grady Rec Center in College Park. We're going to be posting more information about that in the group page on Facebook as well as the X's, O's, and W page on Facebook as well. And I'm sure if you are joining me on any other social media, we'll be posting the information there. But what we're going to be doing is having a free youth camp. So we want to be able to instruct the kids and teach them some things and give them some motivation and inspiration as well. we're going to use this game of basketball to really have an impact on our young people. Then we're going to have a book signing. So for all of you who are in the Atlanta area who purchase X's, O's, and W's, be sure to come out then for the book signing. And then finally, the celebrity basketball game will wrap up the event. And the three organizations that's going to be it's going to benefit are iCare Atlanta, King for a Day, and Judy House Ministries. All three of these organizations deal with the homeless community. So we want to make sure that we do our part to give back. If you want to participate in some way or another, feel free to send me a message on Facebook or social media, or you can email me at c.nathaniel.brown@gmail.com. So c.nathaniel.brown@gmail.com, and we can get you more information if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate services, if you want to donate T-shirts for the youth camp, whatever you want to do to be able to assist us in making this a successful event, we need your help. So please stay tuned for more details about that, but get in touch with me if you want to help out in some way, financial donations, in-kind donations, you want to volunteer to help, you want to volunteer to coach, you want to volunteer to be security, work the concession stand. We need your help, so please reach out when you get an opportunity. All right, so now I want to bring on our next coach, Mr. Corey Arnett, a.k.a. Allnett Arnett, is in the building. He is the new coach for the Indiana ABA team. We're going to hear all about that as well. Former professional player himself and with great stories to tell. So join me in welcoming to the C. Nathaniel Brown Show, Mr. Corey Arnett. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic, brother, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure you've heard the other coaches and the excitement and the passion that we have around this time of the year, and I'm just glad that you're here to join us in that. But tell us a little bit about who you are and your basketball background.
Well, like you said, my name is Corey Arnett. I'm a former pro basketball player. Was raised out of L.A., the great one of the great hubs of basketball. And I love the game. Excuse me. I've been coaching my seventh grade team. I lost my voice this weekend in a tournament.
Okay.
But, I had a chance to get my feet wet with the Portland Trailblazers back in the day, Sioux Falls Sky Force, played a little bit down in Mexico City, went to Hong Kong, played basketball all over. And, yeah, like you said, this is a great time for basketball with March Madness, the high school tournaments going on, and, of course, the NBA is closing down to the good games, the playoff games. So It's a great time, great time.
Absolutely. Now, your chapter in X's, O's, and W is called Shooting Under the Moonlight, and you shared a story about how you worked hard for what you got, and you saw some examples of hard work. And I just want you to talk a little bit about hard work and how important that is to get the kids to know that you still have to work hard. I know we have a lot of kids that are have that feeling of entitlement, but you talk a little bit about hard work.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely takes hard work to get where you need to get in life, you know, whether not just in sports, but in life in general. I think playing sports, you know, gets you ready for life and the things that will come against you, you know, and working hard at what you do and honing in your craft, whatever that is, because I think that, you know, just not professional football players or basketball players, everybody will be a professional in something. And you do have to work hard to be the best at that. You know, I don't think anybody really goes and works towards something to be mediocre. You want to try to be the best at that. So, yeah, hard work is very important, you know. And today, you know, as coaches, we have to instill that in our players, in the people that we're dealing with every day, to let them know that, you know, some things, you know, they might come a little easier for some people, but yeah, those same people have to work towards that goal, and you know, they want to achieve something that's going to, you know, help them in the long run. So definitely hard work is very important to your success.
Tell us a little bit about your experience growing up. We know that you have those good genes that Coach Huss talked about and those genetics. But just what you saw in terms of growing up and, you know, watching your dad, learning from your dad and your own experiences once you reach that level. But talk a little bit about that and how that prepared you to be a mentor to young people.
Well, I was blessed to have two fathers, one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast, and I took from both of them. You know, during the summer times, I would go back to D.C., and you know, D.C. is a great, great basketball city, and the summer times there are incredible. You know, you meet different players from all over the city, Northwest, Southeast, and then my dad would take me to the park and just, you know, put me out there against some of the top competition, whether it's older players, bigger players. As far as my dad on the West Coast, he did play in the NBA about nine years, first round draft pick with the Lakers in 1966. His name was Jerry Chambers. And, you know, being around him and trying to go to every basketball game that he played in and watch some of his friends and former NBA players, you know, still play and work hard at doing what they love to do, it definitely put something inside of me that I knew from an early age that's what I wanted to do, you know. And for me now, as a coach and not a player and helping other players achieve the same goals, I'm able to help them with situations that I've already been in, you know, been involved in. And players relate. You know, they really relate to me because they understand that I've been on the journey that they're currently on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the ABA and how you got that position and what we can expect from your team coming up, the Indiana, what's the name?
Well, we are the Indy Naptown All-Stars. And Naptown is a nickname that – the Hoosier State, you know, everybody knows about, and it's just a great situation and opportunity for me to come out here, you know, first of all, and be in Indiana, where, you know, this is one of the truest basketball states that we have, and we're just you know, happy to be out here. We're having our first tryouts, national tryout, on April 5th and 6th of April, and just looking to find some top quality ball players. You know, being out here, it's easy to see why this state loves basketball. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody out here has you drive down the street, you see a hoop on every driveway. So, you know, I'm in the perfect position for myself to find players and just enjoy this opportunity.
Gotcha. Well, you know, not too far from you, you have La La Mer School. I'm sure you got some high school kids over there that's good enough to play, so keep an eye on them.
Definitely. Matter of fact, my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/NaptownAllStars. And, yes, you're right. You know, Arsenal Tech has a kid that I believe should be going to Duke next year, and you know, there's some great high schools out here. I watched the sectionals a couple of weeks back, my first sectional, and, you know, the basketball is life here. So, you know, everybody really enjoys it. They support their high school teams all the way up to the Pacers, of course, as I'm watching them play Miami right now as I'm talking to you. But it's a great place. It's a great place, and I'm just going to enjoy coaching out here and helping some players achieve a goal that a lot of people don't get to do.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, we're doing the celebrity game for charity here in May 31st, but we're also doing events around the country. And, you know, we talked a little bit, so we're going to make some things happen where we can do something with you up that way. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome. Going to hit a few other cities, Charlotte, D.C., Baltimore area, like you mentioned. So we're really excited about just sharing this message, this coaching impact for the kids and letting people know all the things that you guys do. I know personally And I want to be able to share that so people can know exactly what's taking place. And one of the other things that we're doing with that is we're going to be doing a documentary around it as well to show a little bit more of the coach-player relationship. So I'm just excited about all the things that's coming down the pipe. I'm glad that you guys are a part of it, and I'm looking forward to everything that's going to happen from your careers moving forward as well. We're going to go in just a few minutes, but I wanted to ask you just about how important it is to be an example for these young people, especially, you know, your seventh grade team, even, you know, those that are going to be getting paid to play. How important is it to be that example for them and to show them that they're not alone and that they have somebody that they can look up to who have been through certain things as well? But what type of messages do you share with them?
Well, you're very true about that. I mean, as coaches, we are mentors, you know, father figures to some. And to be able to just be there for your players and other players that come across your path is very important. You know, like the coach said before, and you said, you know, some kids don't have that father figure in their life. And to be able to help them get through something that's just not about basketball, but just, you know, everyday life is very important for especially young kids coming up today. You know, people like me, coaches, we have been through some things that kids are going through now. So it's very important for us to be able to help them get through those situations as easy as possible. And of course, help them learn something also. You know, if you don't learn from your mistakes, then you'll continue to make those same mistakes. So it's very important for young people to learn from, you know, what happens, the situations that they're going through, and then be able to work through those. And if you can be there just as an ear, you know, not really to tell them anything, but as an ear, that usually helps even more. You know, but yeah, it's very important to be there for your team, for the kids that, you know, maybe you have camps or clinics and, you know, you come across a kid who just doesn't look right and you have a feeling about him, to go over there and ask what's going on, you know, to lend that helping hand, because you never know what a kid is going through. So that is definitely very important to be a mentor. Because, you know, I had mentors when I grew up. I had certain coaches that I, you know, gravitated to. And you know, of course, having, you know, being blessed with people who supported what I wanted to do, that is very important also. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we have a job not just coaching and teaching these kids, but being there in any fashion, in a form or fashion that there is.
Absolutely. What a perfect way to end the night. I want to thank you, my brother, for calling in and just hanging out, as well as being a part of X's, O's, and W. I want to also thank Cabrel Huff, Alan Huss, and Charmin White, who wasn't able to make it, but still much love and respect for him and his program as well. And in the coming weeks, you'll hear more about the book and the different projects that are coming along with it. But next week, we're going to have a special guest, Mr. Chris Herron, who is a former NBA player, standout basketball player, who had some drug issues. And we're going to be talking about overcoming drug and alcohol addiction. He has now turned his life around and been sober for, I believe, 6 years now. And he's speaking across the country, having an impact on people, trying to get them to avoid the pitfalls that he experienced as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about his project, the documentary that was done on his life, and all the things that he's doing through the Herron Project. So please make sure to tune in next week, same time, same place, 10 p.m. You can always listen online or you can call in to listen, and we look forward to hanging out with you. As usual, God bless you. Have a great week, and as always, never forget where you come from.
Yeah.
Join us next week on the C. Nathaniel Brown Show, right here on the Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without.
Survival Radio Network. You can't live without it.